Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Mike, appreciate the time. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm great, Zach. Great to be with you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I know it was a rough one for Colorado on Saturday, to say the least. Just when you were watching that game and the reaction afterwards, what really stood out to you from Colorado's performance up against Oregon?
I mean, the lead-in too, right? We got to televise the locker room of Oregon. That was fascinating. It's the prime effect. You know, we're looking at the overnights. We're looking at some of the ratings, and Colorado's on top. And I just talked to some officials at Colorado yesterday in terms of their social imprint and certainly their viewership that they're enjoying right now. It's outstanding. It really is. But I think the reaction is to Deion Sanders. The reaction is to the celebrity of Deion Sanders. The reaction is to the attention that Deion Sanders is garnering for his student athletes. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Deion is trying to build a program, and they went up against a well-established program and a program in Oregon that has national championship aspirations. And certainly Deion's trying to build a foundation for CU. So I was not happy with the outcome. That's for sure. I thought the bus would move the ball a little bit and get into the end zone more than they did. And so it was disappointing that way. But all in all, you know, Oregon's a really, really good football team.
Well, it's funny to me, the wave of emotions. And I've always been someone that has said, I want to see Coach Prime get a big time job. I was saying he should have got the Auburn job last offseason. So he winds up at Colorado. People say, oh, if he wins 2-3 games this year after the team had one win from a year ago, he would be lucky. And he starts off the year 3-0, and then they finally look the way that most people thought they would look before the year, and now it's up. See, Coach Prime, he's no good. This is going to be disaster at Colorado. It's like when you're winning, all right, everyone's praising you. You lose one game, and now it's, all right, this is going to be a disaster, which that's the farthest thing from the truth.
Right. I mean, sometimes expectations get out of whack, right? And the start for Colorado has been phenomenal. Nobody could have predicted Coach Prime and his success, the 3-0 start. Shedeur Sanders playing into a spotlight into which, okay, he's being mentioned for the Heisman. But attrition takes over, right? Injuries happen, and then teams kind of figure you out later on in the year, and you get into a highly competitive Pac-12 situation. And then you truly find out what you have. You know, there's an element of surprise in college football and a non-conference in the beginning of the year. But once teams look at you on film and they kind of figure you out and certainly understand your tendencies, what else do you got? And so that's what we're about to find out with Coach Prime and his coaching staff and these players right now. What else do they have? Can they run the football? Can they protect the quarterback? Can they play defense and stop the run? I mean, we're about to find that out quick, fast, and in a hurry, which is exciting as well for Colorado football.
I think Oregon is a more well-rounded team compared to USC. We know Oregon could play defense. We've not really seen that going back to last year with the Trojans. So I think Colorado is going to be able to move the ball in this game. But what response do you think we'll see Colorado going up against the Trojans back in Boulder this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach Prime will have them fired up. We didn't hear a lot from Colorado this week, right? We heard a lot going into TCU. We heard a lot going into Nebraska. We heard a lot and saw a lot going into CSU, but didn't hear a lot about going into Oregon. And you know, because they're all over YouTube and everybody knows, and that's been spectacular, the following that they've been able to create. So I'm wondering if we're going to start hearing a lot, or they're going to keep quiet and see what happens. But I think the spotlight has been shined on this football team, and they embrace it. So they're more comfortable that way. I want to continue to see a lot from this team, and I think they'll respond. It's a tough place to play. There's phenomenal athletes. I think Shedeur will play better. It's his first taste of Pac-12 football. I mean, really, really big time competitive football where a team knows you, right? And or they're familiar with you. So we'll see if they can evolve. And I think Shedeur is good enough to evolve. And Sean Lewis, offense coordinator for Colorado, is good enough to evolve. And if they can do that and move the ball, then this can be a competitive matchup for sure.
When we go back to the Oregon pregame speech with Dan Lanning, I didn't have a problem with it. He's speaking to his team. The moment gets broadcasted, right? Those things are going to happen. But how did you kind of process it, Mike Pritchard?
Well, you know, Zach, I mean, I'm not mad at it. One of the things on our way to winning a national championship, we played Notre Dame twice back-to-back years. The first year, we were undefeated, and Salinesi had passed, our quarterback, and Lou Holtz, who was head coach of Notre Dame at the time, was caught on a mic saying that we're living a lie. Like, we're riding emotion more so than we're a good football team. Now, Notre Dame ended up beating us that year. That was my junior year. But the next year, when we faced Notre Dame, we remembered that. In fact, we played that recording, and everybody would remember that. So we kind of used that as motivation. We were able to win and beat Notre Dame that year for the national title. So I think what Lanning did was okay, but I also think Colorado is going to file that away. Cause that's going to be ever living. That's going to live forever. And so I know it was the moment, and I know he was caught up in the moment, but just remember, come around next year or the year after that, well, who knows what the schedule is going to be like. Maybe Colorado uses that, who knows, but it's out there forever. Maybe another team uses it, Zach, who knows, but it was a bit arrogant. But also they backed it up, so you can't fault them for that.
Mike Pritchard here with us. Let's get to some NFL topics. I'll start you off with the team that you first played your career with, the Atlanta Falcons, coming off a loss, but they are 2-1. I think there's a lot of talent on this team, but we're all starting to wonder, can Desmond Ridder be good enough for this team to go make the playoffs this year and win a division that it's going to be up and down and bunch of waves you're going to have to ride with the four teams in the NFC South.
Right, right. And can Arthur Smith figure out the talent level, right? I mean, they got talent all over the field right now, and it doesn't seem like they are clicking on all cylinders, right? And, you know, could it go on the quarterback? Could it go on Ridder? I mean, a lot of it could. I mean, you're hearing Heineke stuff, and I don't know if that's the case or not, but the substance is there. I mean, Atlanta's got a great offensive line, I believe, that's going to travel well. It's just, can they put it all together, and can it be consistent? They got a lot of young players, and that's what we see in the National Football League. Even today, when teams get upset or teams aren't playing well, it's because they're not consistent yet. So it's at the point of the season going into week four where you think the consistency will show up, and you really try to find out what type of team you have. And the same thing with Jacksonville, too. I mean, they're a very, very talented team, but can they put it together and can they be consistent? And the teams that are able to do that, you know, those are the teams that I look for from a betting standpoint, and certainly a team that looks to get hot in a rhythm and compete for the playoffs as well.
I know that there's so many things that change from week in and week out with the NFL, but and I talked to one Lions player after the game, and he's like, I was surprised that they barely ran the ball with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. Right. For those two guys, I know they were down for most of the game, but it was within reach for a little bit. It was 13-3 for a while. For those guys to only get a combined 17 carries, it's like, okay, now you're playing away from your strengths, which are the two running backs on that offensive side of the ball.
Right, Zach. I mean, it's a great point, and that's the dilemma that Arthur Smith has as a play caller. You know, do I feature the run, which I know I can, and I'm used to. I mean, think about Tennessee Titans days. But then also got Pitts, who I don't believe he's 100% yet, watching him play. And then I have London. And then, you know, I need to find out what my quarterback's capable of, because I can't run my way to the playoffs. We have to be dynamic. We have to develop a passing game. And, you know, that's in the back of the mind or certainly the thought process of a head coach. And you got to develop something in terms of a passing game. You can't just run the football back like we did, you know, way back in the day. And, okay, we're going to get to the playoffs that way. So I see the dilemma.
But in this division, you may be able to.
Like, you might be.
Any other division, yeah. Sure. This division, you only got to get to 8 or 9 wins, I think.
That's true. I mean, they went 7. They won 7, right? I mean, can they flip it and go 10-7 this year? Which I think they can. I think they can go from worst to first, which is easy to do when you win seven games last year. But yeah, just figuring it out, kind of like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's starting to figure it out as mm-hmm. well. They want to run the football. They want to be physical, but they also want to let Pickett throw the football yeah. around the yard because they got some really good talented players out there.
All right, last thing I'll bring up to you, Mike Pritchard, lead NFL analyst at VSiN, former NFL wide receiver with the Falcons, Broncos, Seahawks, played his college ball at Colorado. The Broncos are worse this year than they were last year, and I never thought I'd be saying that into a microphone, and I had no expectations for this Broncos team, but man, they've been brutal this year.
Zach, I used to cover the Broncos when I was in Denver for 104.3 The Fan, and at that time, certainly we thought they hit rock bottom, you know, firing coach after coach, and we thought they finally hit rock bottom years ago, but they keep finding a way. You know, it's the opposite of breaking through the ceiling.
Create new ways to lose. Through, yeah.
Right. They keep crashing through floors. And it's like, okay, when are they going to hit bottom? And I don't know if 70 points means that you hit rock bottom. We'll see. But that team quit. That team, they feel like they're a bunch of losers. And that's sad to say. I mean, Russell's playing better. But yet the team around him and the team that they have right now, they have zero confidence. And again, that's embarrassing.
And they don't have a lot of talent on offense. And going right into the year, we talked about how great that secondary should be. This defense, Mike, has been atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Zach? I mean, they spend a lot of money in free agency, though, on that offense. I mean, you think about McGlinchey, you think about some of the other players they acquired through free agency. And I think the Broncos actually felt like they drafted well defensively and let some pretty good players go, too. But yet, no, the fabric is just not there. They got a new ownership group, which will hopefully help. I mean, the messages, strong messages from the top, they mm-hmm. transcend. You know, Pat Bowlen, when he was there for so many years, he had more playoff appearances than losing seasons, right? I mean, that guy was phenomenal because the message was so strong from the top. And that's why the Broncos were so successful. But the Broncos clearly lost their way. I don't know how they find it. Especially without confidence.
But do you have any confidence in this coach? I know Sean Payton won a Super Bowl already. He's looking like he was well on his way to the Hall of Fame, but he right. ran his mouth this offseason, bringing up Nathaniel Hackett, taking shots, and mm-hmm. to be this bad, you know, a lot of heat's going to be directed his way, even only three games in.
Yeah, Zach, the analyst, Sean Payton, forgot the fact that he had that analyst hat still on. He should have had his coach's hat on and not say those kind of things because – as a coach, you know you have a lot of work to do. You have to turn over that roster. You have to earn credibility with that roster, and he hasn't done that. And he was popping off at the mouth, like you said, but he was doing that as an analyst because for a whole year he was an analyst. And, you know, we tend to kind of get trapped that way sometimes. Not me, because I'm not a coach. I don't have to worry about that. But he has to back it up, and certainly he has to earn credibility right now before the Broncos have any level of success.
Would you want to remove the analyst hat and maybe join Coach Prime on his staff somewhere? That's been the big topic of conversation anytime you get a former player on that has Colorado ties.
Yeah, yeah, or Miami ties, right? I mean, no, I've entertained coaching before, and it takes a special person, a special talent, and that's why I have so much respect for coaches. They really put the time in to kind of develop kids, in this case, in college, and you know, I commend them for that. I don't have the patience for it, and I certainly don't have the time. You know, I find other things that pique my interest a little bit more, but I'd rather be an analyst and be fair about everything, but certainly respect the high respect level for coaches out there, though.
Yeah, you keep yapping with VSiN. It's a much easier lifestyle, Mike. All
right? Right, it is.
I appreciate you joining us. Thanks so much, Mike.
Zach, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about PomPom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. PomPom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use PomPom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look, look who's here.